I actually suffered homophobic abuse in all three of the secondary schools that I worked in. One of my first classes, within weeks of me arriving, when they probably knew very little about me other than my name, I would have 30 kids chanting, "He is gay, he is gay," rather like the chorus from We Will Rock You. 30 kids clapping and banging on the desks and chanting at me. That was my first introduction to homophobia, which I'd never experienced before until I actually worked at a school in Luton.
How does it make you feel?
Members of staff would say to me, "They don't mean it," but that's not how I felt. I felt every single one of those insults, and they hurt. And the fact that nothing was being done did make me feel extremely isolated. Homophobia is very hurtful. To discover a piece of graffiti on the wall or on the desk, or to be shouted over someone's shoulder as they leave the room, completely belittling me, just gives the impression that no matter how hard I was working as a teacher, the kids didn't appreciate it. They didn't care. They were being taught by a second-class person. I did have to go to the police on three separate occasions because of repeated abuse by students in the street. This would be name-calling, yelling at me. One particular ex-student, without fail, every day of the week, he would scream abuse at me, and it only stopped when I managed to get hold of a phone that was able to record him. And then I went to the police. Separate occasion, another student threw water at me, water bombs, just as I left the school. And the third occasion started with me being snowballed and continued with verbal abuse in the street, again until I went to the police and had it stop.
What did the police do when you went to them?
The police were very helpful. They were very sympathetic. They were quite happy to take my statement, and the response to it was really quite quick.
Why do you think younger people or people in general act that way towards homosexual people?
Ignorance. They just lack education. They lack awareness of the role gay people have played in today's society and throughout history. They only see the sort of gay stereotypes that you see on TV. They certainly see homosexuality as some kind of weakness through their ignorance of people in history, like somebody like Alan Turing, who helped us win the war. I've seen that even just a small bit of education changes their attitude. They do it because they get away with it. There is very little in school to combat homophobia, and it's left to people like me to defend myself when there is nothing in the school ethos to value gay people.
What would you like to be done about this?
Well, the most obvious and simplest, which I have been calling for at my certainly at my last school for virtually the whole time I was there, and I know a previous head of department was trying to get it instated, is Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender History Month, February every year. Schools in Luton, as far as I know, all of them do Black History Month and have done for years. It's very much along those lines. It's just showing kids that gay people have value and have made a contribution. It's very simple.
Why did you leave teaching?
The constant abuse just started to grind me down. And not so much the abuse from the students, the indifference of management towards it and the almost tacit support of it.
Would you ever go back to teaching?
If I could find the right school that was supportive,